From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
I'm excited to be here. This is a true honor. You know, first and foremost, I want to thank God. I know all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. I want to thank my presenters, Tony Dungy and Barstar Jr. Coach Dungy is, just a legend to me. And he's meant so much just to the game of football and just like as a person, just as a, you know, being able to read his books and know his story, and he's been an inspiration. So that's a true honor just to be able to, you know, be in the same vicinity and share a stage with him. Barstar Jr., I mean, the whole Star family, as I was doing my research, I started learning, I mean, his family is incredible. You know, not only was Barstar such an incredible football player, I mean, 5 championships, you know, that's, I mean, ridiculous. You know, Tom Brady has a chance tomorrow to top that, but I mean, that's just something unheard of in this game because it's so hard to be consistently good. But then learning what they do with the foundations and the Rawhide Ranch and just how they want to affect the communities and just all the different accolades and stuff, but it's just an honor. You know, their family's a class act, and I'm lost for words. Just accepting the award with his name on it, you know, that's incredible.
Calais Campbell, defensive end with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the 2019 recipient of the Athletes in Action Botstar Awards. The Athletes in Action Botstar Award was created to honor the NFL player who best exemplifies outstanding character and leadership in the home, on the field, and in the community. The award is named after the legendary quarterback Botstar, who, in addition to being in the Hall of Fame, was selected MVP in Super Bowl I and II. Nominees are gathered from each NFL team, the past winners of the Botstar Awards, the Athletes in Action pro staff working with NFL teams, and Botstar. Ballots are sent to each team and voting takes place at the same time as the Pro Bowl selections. In 1988, Athletes in Action held its first Super Bowl breakfast at Super Bowl 22 in San Diego. Nearly 2,000 people attended this year's breakfast in Atlanta. I'm Johnny O. Henson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the 32nd Super Bowl breakfast, featuring the Athletes in Action Botstar Award with Calais Campbell, Botstar Jr., and former NFL coach Tony Dungy, In Black America.
Now, my dad faced that about 4.5 years ago when he was felled by a very serious stroke. It was nearly a fatal stroke. And for all of you who will be going through difficulties with your family members, whether it's a stroke or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancer, or whatever it is, I'd like you to remember this. We have learned the same lesson that Dr. King talked about, which is never give up in your faith. In fact, let your faith come through precisely when it is most needed. My dad to this day is showing us that he's living his best life, even though he cannot walk without assistance. He cannot remember things quite as well as he used to. He cannot do some of the things that were once considered normal, especially for a former professional athlete. But yet I think last year was the best year he's ever had in his life because he continues to be inspired by the chance to help young children who need that help. When he goes to Green Bay, which he's been a couple of times in the last 3 or 4 years, it is amazing how he responds when children come up to him.
Botstar Jr., son of legendary Green Bay Packers quarterback Botstar. Calais Campbell was drafted in the second round by the Arizona Cardinals, 50th overall in the 2008 NFL Draft out of the University of Miami at Florida. Campbell is in his 11th season in the NFL and served as the captain for the Jaguars' top-ranked defense. Campbell runs the CRC Foundation, named after his late father, Charles Richard Campbell, which is committed to enhancing the community through the teaching of critical life skills to young people. The CRC Foundation helps develop young people into empower and self-aware leadership for the future through sports, creative talents, vocational skills, financial skills, and quality health and nutrition. In 2017, Campbell was named the Associated Press First Team All-Pro selection, winning the NFL 101 Award as AFC's Defensive Player of the Year and being selected to 3 Pro Bowls. During Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, there were a number of events that took place, but none more special than the Botstar Awards at the Athletes in Action Super Bowl breakfast. The Bart Starr Award is presented annually to the NFL player who best exemplifies outstanding character and leadership in the home, on the field, and in the community. During this program, we present highlights of the 32nd Super Bowl breakfast.
The rich history of this award includes 12 members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and 8 others who should join them in the future. This award is unique because it is not just about excellence on the football field. It's also about leadership, character, integrity, and influence. Hallmarks of the man for which it is named.
My greatest football memory is being coached by Coach Lombardi. He was a fabulous gentleman. He was a true leader. He personified it in everything that he did. We knew from the day he walked in and held his first meeting with us, it was going to change. He said, gentlemen, we are going to relentlessly chase perfection, knowing full well we won't catch it because nothing is perfect, because in the process we will catch excellence.
I get choked up every year at this, but I'm not going to apologize for that because it is an honor to be able to pay tribute to those in the National Football League who represent something that our great coach, Coach Lombardi, said years ago. What a wonderful gathering. Turbulent 60s.
He said, ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming increasingly difficult to be tolerant of a society which has sympathy only for the misfits, the maladjusted, the criminal, the loser. Have sympathy for them? Yes. Assist them? Absolutely. But don't you think it's time we stood and cheered the doer, the leader, the winner? Someone who looks for something extra to do for their God, their family, their country, their community? Word football is not in there. He's talking about life.
Some people come into our lives and quickly go like waves, briefly touching the shore. Some people stay for a while and give us a deeper understanding of what is truly important in this life. They touch our souls. They leave footprints on our hearts, and we will never, ever be the same.
There were 16 seconds left, and you're at the 1-yard line, and you call timeout, and you go over to the sidelines to talk to Coach Lombardi. Share with us what went on in that conversation.
I said to the coach, I said, there's nothing wrong with a play. I said, the backs can't get to the line of scrimmage because they're down trying to start quickly, and the ground is as hard as this. And I said, so they're slipping and sliding. I said, I'm standing upright. I can shuffle my feet and lunge in. And all he said, well, then run it. Let's get the hell out of here.
Excellence marks a search for an ideal long after mere usefulness has been achieved. It's never an accident, but rather exposes an enviable work ethic, noble ambitions, and a unique commitment to God, family, and others.
Bart and Cherry Starr have been such great role models in the world of sports. People of all ages and in all walks of life have been greatly inspired by their example of character and commitment to the community. Now, even though Bart and Cherry cannot be here this morning, they have chosen a perfect pair to honor our recipient in their stead. Bart Starr Jr., of course, is the son of Bart and Cherry. Tony Dungy is a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame person. I'd like to ask Bart and Tony to come and join me. And as I do, I want to invite you to turn your attention to the screens to learn more about this year's Bart Starr Award recipient.
Over his 11 seasons in the NFL, Calais Campbell has made a habit of invading opponents' backfields. At 6'7¾", Campbell has been an imposing figure throughout his career. A 3-time Pro Bowl selection, he was voted as an All-Pro and the Pro Football Writers Association Defensive Player of the Year in 2017. Campbell has proven himself equally effective against the run and the pass, and has recorded 81.5 sacks since coming into the league in 2008. He's forced 12 fumbles, grabbed 3 interceptions, and scored 2 defensive touchdowns. Yet Campbell considers his greatest achievements to have come off the field. He runs the CRC Foundation, named for his late father, Charles Campbell, The Foundation teaches critical life skills to youth, including vocational skills, financial skills, health and nutrition, sports and creative aspects to build empowered and self-aware young leaders. Campbell's programs impact youth in Jacksonville, Miami, Phoenix, and Denver. He's also donated $1.6 million to his alma mater, the University of Miami at Florida, to establish an endowed scholarship. For his impact both on and off the field, Calais Campbell is the recipient of the 2019 Bart Starr Award.
So Bart and Tony are going to have a few words about our winner this year. So Bart, I know you have a special message from your dad and mom as well.
Hello, everybody. When we gathered this morning at our breakfast table, I saw something that was humbling and stunning and beautiful. If you look at the back of your program and see the host committee, you'll see just some wonderful families and companies, and there's one very, very, very special one that relates to this city. It's the Martin Luther King family. I believe it's about 90 years since that great American was born, and there's something about him that applies to how my dad is doing right now. I'd like to tell you about it a little bit. About 55, 56 years ago, he penned possibly the most beautiful letter ever written in hand. That letter was written from a jail in the city where I live, Birmingham, Alabama. And he was there in a jail simply because he was being discriminated against and being mistreated by people who hated him. But in his darkest hour, when nothing seemed to be full of hope, he refused to give in to despair and discouragement. And he rose above it. He transcended all of that by his faith in God. And he wrote about it, and he inspired several generations and will continue to inspire several generations of all of us and our children and our grandchildren to remember that during our darkest moments, the light from above can help us achieve anything. Now, my dad faced that about 4.5 years ago when he was felled by a very serious stroke. It was nearly a fatal stroke. We have learned the same lesson that Dr. King talked about, which is never give up in your faith. In fact, let your faith come through precisely when it is most needed. My dad to this day is showing us that he's living his best life, even though he cannot walk without assistance. He cannot remember things quite as well as he used to. He cannot do some of the things that were once considered normal, especially for a former professional athlete. But yet I think last year was the best year he's ever had in his life because he continues to be inspired by the chance to help young children who need that help. When he goes to Green Bay, which he's been a couple of times in the last 3 or 4 years, it is amazing how he responds when children come up to him. And he is more devoted to his God now than he has ever been. On your iPhone or on your whatever cell phone you use, you can download a song that is his favorite song. It's by Andrea Bocelli with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, The Lord's Prayer. It's the most beautiful song you've ever heard. And when I take him on walks in his wheelchair to get some fresh air, he loves listening to Sinatra. He loves listening to even modern tunes. But nothing makes him feel as special as listening to the Lord's Prayer. And that is what drove him to help young kids through his career. That is what makes him and my mom so proud to be associated with Calais Campbell. You know why, you just saw why. He, the gentleman who's gonna receive the award tonight, honors all of us. He honors the legacy of the wonderful Americans such as Dr. King, and he especially honors our family for all the tremendous work he's done. This is a humbling and wonderfully inspiring day to be here to present an honor like this to Calais Campbell. And I'll tell you, to be up on the stage with someone that our family admires so much, with Tony Dungy, makes it especially meaningful. Thank you for all you've done to be here today and to make this a special day. And I am honored now to turn this over to a wonderful human being, Coach Tony Dungy.
You're listening to In Black America with Johnny O. Hanson, Jr. We'll be back with more of our conversation in just a moment. Now back to our show.
Thank you very much, Bart. This is just a tremendous, tremendous honor for me to be here. We were backstage watching the video of Bart's dad sneaking that touchdown in and winning that championship game. Bart was at the game. I was 11 years old watching on TV and just thinking, man, what a great quarterback. But then I was blessed to come into the National Football League, to get to meet Bart and learn that not only a great quarterback, but the man that he was and what he did in the community of Green Bay, what he did for the National Football League, what he did for others, how he honored the Lord. That's what I got to know about him, and that's what became special. One of the biggest thrills of my life was coming here when Trent Dilfer, my quarterback with the Buccaneers, won the Bart Starr Award. And then I had four other players after that receive the award too, and to be there and see that, because that's the first thing I talked about in my first meeting with the team. We want to win a Super Bowl, but more than that, just like Clark's dad talked and Clark talks to their team, we want to impact the community, we want to make it a better place to live, we want to serve the Lord, and to have five of my guys win this award, it's something I'm very, very proud of, and it's just been awesome. Well, I got an even bigger honor than that. A couple of years ago, Bart mentioned his dad had a stroke and up until that time had presented every single one of these awards. And they said, you know, my dad can't present it this year and they would like you to present. Well, man, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But it's something that I hold up there, higher than the Super Bowl, higher than the Hall of Fame, to be able to be part of this and present the award. It's just so, so gratifying. So it's my pleasure and my honor to introduce a young man who has been very special. You saw the video. He changed the face of the Jacksonville defense. He made them believe. He made them grow. He took them from a very good defense to the top-rated defense. But that's just a tiny part of what he did. He changed the face of Jacksonville, and you saw some of it. He did the same thing in Phoenix before that. He's doing it at the University of Miami where he went to school. He is making a difference. He is exemplifying what this award is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2019 Bart Starr Award winner.
I'm excited to be here. This is a true honor. You know, first and foremost, I want to thank God. I know all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. I want to thank my presenters, Tony Dungy and Bart Starr Jr. Coach Dungy is, just a legend to me. And he's meant so much just to the game of football and just like as a person, just as a, you know, being able to read his books and know his story, and he's been an inspiration. So that's a true honor just to be able to, you know, be in the same vicinity and share a stage with him. Bart Starr Jr., I mean, the whole Starr family, as I was doing my research, I started learning, I mean, his family is incredible. You know, not only was Bart Starr such an incredible football player, I mean, five championships, you know, that's, I mean, ridiculous. You know, Tom Brady has a chance tomorrow to top that, but I mean, that's just something unheard of in this game because it's so hard to be consistently good. But then learning what they do with the foundations and the Rawhide Ranch and just how they want to affect the communities and just all the different accolades and stuff. But it's just an honor. You know, their family's a class act, and I'm lost for words. Just accepting an award with his name on it, you know, that's incredible. I mean, Bart Starr is a pillar to the game of football. I like to thank Athletes in Action. You know, I went to school, University of Miami, you know, and for a tall 6'8", you know, gangly freshman coming all the way across the country from Denver, Colorado, you know, Athletes in Action was at the school. And I stumbled into the, you know, the area where we were holding meetings and just, you know, found myself a home. And I grew up. You know, my mom made sure that we understood and knew Jesus, and that was a big deal to me. And you go to college, and you're on your own for the first time, and you don't have your parents to take you to church or nobody tell you what to do, and you have to kind of make a decision for yourself. And I was trying to find my way, and Athletes in Action being there really gave me an opportunity. So I don't know, I mean, how many people that affect, but I know it's a whole lot, you know. And I'm just honored to be able to, you know, be here and accept the award from them as well. That's huge. Also, I'd like to thank Mo Williams. You know, he's our team chaplain at the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, I mean, he came in this year and really made his presence felt in the locker room. He's a guy who you can just see his passion for helping people. It's contagious, you know, and every time I talk to him, I love his energy. You know, so I really want to say thank you to him. The whole Jacksonville Jaguars organization, you know, I mean, just being able to let me live my dream and be able to make a difference in the world, the platform that the NFL gives you is incredible, you know, and I love this game of football. Since I was a little kid, you know, as a job, I mean, this is the only thing I ever wanted to do, you know, and, you know, you get to the NFL, you grow up, and you make it here, and it's like sometimes I still pinch myself and like, man, this is not really my life. You know, it's a dream I'm gonna wake up from, you know. But I mean, the best thing about it though is that, you know, it really gives you a platform to help people. You know, like when I speak, you know, kids want to listen, you know, and I feel like I have a lot of things I want to give them, you know, and it's cool that when I go talk to a kid, you know, I just see he's engaged, you know, and I know that a lot of that comes from playing football. So thank you to the Jacksonville Jaguars for letting me live my dream, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, be in this game next year, because I really feel like we got a great team, man, so hopefully we can do great things together. I have to thank the past recipients. You know, I know, you know, in the game of football, and really in life, you know, so many people paved the way, you know, for us and our generation to be able to do great things. You know, I think about just, you know, my family and my generation of people that have really paved the way so I can be here, you know, and in the, you know, with this award, I look at these names and I see so many, like, just Hall of Fame, All Pro, like, names, people that I grew up admiring, people I, you know, looked up to when I was a kid and wanted to be like, you know, and being able to get on the stage, the same stage they were on, and accept the same award they accepted. You know, that's incredible to me. I mean, you got Anthony Munoz, you know, you got, you know, I mean, Reggie White, you know, Chris Carter. And Chris Carter came and spoke to us at a rookie symposium, and he said, man, play the game in such a way that you make the ghost of the game proud. And I think about, like, how when I was a kid, I used to watch Reggie White, and then, like, pretty much my whole life, I tried to model my game after him. And now I'm just sitting on the stage thinking, I wonder if he's proud of me, you know, and that's a cool feeling. Thank you. One of the past winners I would like to give a really special thanks to is Kurt Warner. You know, I had the honor of playing with Kurt in Arizona in 2008. He took us all the way to the Super Bowl, you know, and that's the ride I'll never forget, because nobody really believed in us. And, you know, and he just kept telling us, man, stay inspired, stay together, man, we got opportunity. And we ended up losing that game, but it was an incredible feeling. But really what I learned from him most, though, is what he did in the community. You know, I mean, he's won a lot of great accolades, you know, but I remember that game in the Super Bowl, you know, he got the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award on the field before the game. And that whole year, you know, I got to sit next to him on the plane going for away games. You know, he let, you know, Ricky come up and share with him while he was studying. Usually the vets get their own seat, you know, they don't have to share. But because, you know, I was a little tall and there was back rows they put the rookies at, I couldn't really fit in. So, you know, he was a very nice guy. Let me sit with him and, you know, just, I mean, honored to be able to, you know, have an award with his, like, you know, the same award he got, you know, because I have so much respect and admiration for him. So that's just incredible. But all of us, you know, all the people who play this game, you know, none of us can do it by ourselves. You know, we all have family, you know, people that support us and go above and beyond to help us reach our full potential. So I really have to say thank you to my family. You know, I mean, I can go down the line, but the person I want to start with the most is my mother. Yeah, first off, Mom, I just appreciate you making sure that we knew Jesus. You know, and I know you always said that no matter what happens, I remember being a little kid and, you know, being scared of, you know, the dark or, you know, whatever it was, you know, and my mom just told me, like, you know, nothing could ever happen to you as long as you're covered in the blood of Jesus, you know, and that was real. You know, it's been with me ever since, and, you know, I don't get scared much, you know, if at all now, because I know. No, but she also taught us to just, you know, the ability to give, you know, like what giving means. And just family, you know, that together we can do more. And I really appreciate that, Mom. So thank you. I also have to give a big shout out to my father. He passed away when I was 17 years old. And a lot of people, you know, always give me their condolences when I talk about my dad. But honestly, you know, I was just, you know, just blessed to have a great dad for 17 years of my life. I started my foundation after him, and really just because I wanted to carry on his legacy, because, you know, what he meant to me and the rest of my siblings. You know, I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters, and a lot of them are here today. And, you know, and really we were a neighborhood house, so all my friends were able to come in, and he was a dad to the community. But one of the things that he really taught me a lot that helped me be the person I am today. But one of the things I really is really just appreciated is, no matter, you know, he always said, no matter, you know, who you're talking to or who you're dealing with, man, treat them with respect and be courteous, because if it's the CEO or the janitor, it doesn't matter. They're people, and just be courteous, be yourself, and be authentic, and just love the world, and you'll be just fine. And so I really just want to say thank you, my father. Uh, He was also a man of integrity. You know, I remember just being a kid and, you know, you're making mistakes and learning. And you always used to say you can't cut corners or lie, cheat, and steal to get ahead. I mean, you have to do things the right way, take your time, and do it right. And that really just, I mean, my whole life, you know, is just one day at a time trying to make sure I do the right thing, you know. And I believe that integrity really is having faith because, you know, a lot of times people really get in trouble when they start trying to do things for themselves and they feel like they're missing out on their blessings. So they start trying to cut corners and do things to get ahead and you lose your integrity and it really just, it crumbles your foundation. And so for me, I think integrity really is just having faith that if you keep doing the little things right, you keep just working hard and taking your time and doing things with love and passion and hope, you know, that good things will happen, you know, when it's your time, you know, when your blessing's for you. So that's just a huge lesson I've learned from my fathers and from my father and from my siblings. I have, you know, my brothers and my sisters who have been very dependable for me. You know, sometimes in this business, your head gets kind of big and, you know, my family, you make sure they come in and keep me grounded. And so I appreciate that, you know, from all my siblings. So it's just a true honor. I have to thank my wife as well. She came into my family, and we've been married for about a year and a half, but we've been dating for, you know, almost 8 years now. And she's just an incredible woman. And, you know, just I want to say thank you for putting up with me and helping me along the way. You know, I think one of the things I'm most proud about, I mean, I'm living the dream. You know, this is an incredible job. You know, I have an incredible job. You know, I love what I do every day. And I wake up and I just feel so inspired. But the things that make me the most happy is that I can go and affect the world. I have resources and influence and people that want to partner with me to go and affect the world. And I know that, you know, with my sister running my foundation and my wife who helps along the way and just, you know, just all my mom and all my siblings who come in and do different events. And, you know, I mean, we try to do as much as we can in the community. I think the number one thing that I try to do is just, you know, be consistently there. You know, I think it's easy for athletes to come in and, you know, throw a little money at something or come in for a day and say hello. But I feel like the real difference is when you're there consistently, you know, putting time and rolling your sleeves up and really trying to affect the world each and every day. You know, I feel like, you know, this world is a beautiful place. It's a great time to live, you know, and it's beautiful because we have so many people who want to do great. And at the end of the day, I feel like these kind of awards and these kind of events are meant to bring people together so you can, you know, combine our strengths and our mind and go out there and make the world a better place and really make a difference. So, you know, I'm going to leave you with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, the greatest leader, one of the greatest leaders of all time. He said, if I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. Thank you.
Calais Campbell, defensive end with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the 2019 recipient of the Athletes in Action Bart Starr Award. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions after your future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.